Firstborn, Exposing the Myth of Pre-Existence, a Synoptical Examination. Steve Martin, Compilation Editor. Chapter 10 of 10. Embracing Truth, Humility, Love, and Magnified Glory. This journey into Jesus' true origin isn't just an academic exercise. It's not about winning arguments or collecting theological footnotes. It's about clearing away the fog of tradition so that God's plan shines brighter. Christ's faithfulness is magnified, and we ourselves are invited into a more honest, humble walk of faith. Understanding Jesus as the man who began at conception, trusted God perfectly, died in obedience, and was exalted in glory doesn't shrink him. It magnifies him. And it magnifies his Father all the more. The Call to Diligent Study. Truth seekers need a Berean spirit, Acts 17, 10-11, examining the Scriptures daily, testing everything, refusing to settle for tradition or hearsay. That means follow the evidence. Don't strip mine verses. Read them in context, literary, cultural, and historical. Let the whole Bible speak. No single verse tells the full story. Every piece has to fit the puzzle. Interpret clearly. Use explicit passages to shed light on the obscure, never the other way around. Remember, context is king. Who's speaking? Who's listening? What era? What message? These things matter. God's word fits together with consistency. Truth never contradicts itself. If two interpretations collide, one of them is wrong. Humility and openness. Breaking free from tradition requires humility. We've all been wrong before, and we'll all discover more blind spots along the way. Challenge assumptions. Don't assume that you're right just because you've always believed something. Expose your biases. Pride will hold you hostage. Humility will set you free. Read out of the Word, not into it. Tradition blinds us when we project our theology onto the text instead of letting the text speak. Clyde Pilkington once said, "The number one thing that prevents a man from coming into the truth is the assumption that he knows the truth." That's why humility is essential. Truth is always consistent. The Bible is not a patchwork of contradictions. It's a unified story authored by a perfect God. Truth is logical. Lies fall apart under scrutiny. Scripture is a puzzle where every piece perfectly fits. If two verses seem to clash, we haven't seen them rightly yet. Logos, at its root, is connected to logic. God's word is not irrational. It's coherent, consistent, trustworthy. Love and grace in the search. But truth-seeking without love is dangerous. Paul reminds us that knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. No crusader mentality. Don't weaponize doctrine. Extend grace. Not everyone sees at the same pace. Many are blinded by tradition, not malice. Seek common ground. We don't have to break fellowship over every disagreement. Unity in Christ matters more than scoring theological points. Too many debates are marked by anger, fear, and immaturity. Let's be different. Let's walk in grace. Magnifying God and Christ. This perspective doesn't rob Christ of glory. It magnifies him. God remains the sole creator. He stretched out the heavens alone, Isaiah 44:24. He shares his glory with no one, Isaiah 42:8. Jesus' sacrifice is real. His victory wasn't divine theater. It was a man trusting God to the very end. That makes his obedience breathtakingly meaningful. Christ is relatable. He is our high priest, tested like us in every way, blazing the trail as the first glorified human. Hebrews 12:2. His exaltation was not a return to divinity, but the glorification of humanity. Conclusion: Truth that frees. By stripping away the myth of pre-existence, we don't lose Christ. We find him more clearly. We see him as he really was, the man of faith, the obedient Son, the exalted Lord. And we see his Father in his rightful place, the one God, the sole Creator, the author of it all. This is not about less glory. It's about magnified glory, for both the Father and the Son. A glory rooted not in tradition or philosophy, but in the plain testimony of Scripture.